Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 14th of April. 13 days into the month, and the shape of the business is clear. Revenue is running hot, but load factor has softened. April month to date, revenue per flight is 283,500 Rand, up 13.8% year on year. That growth is almost entirely yield. Yield is up 18.2%, flights up just under 3%, and passengers actually down 1%. So this is price-led growth, which is the healthier kind. But load factor has slipped to 89.6, 4 points below last April. We are charging more and flying slightly emptier. For context, March closed at 89.7 load factor, yield up 1.6, and revenue per flight up 2%. April is a very different mix. On the market, in March, FlightAware shows the domestic market shrank 11.1% year on year. FlySafair down 11.3, Airlink down 11.2, SAA flat at plus 0.5%, and Lyft down 22%. So SAA is the only operator adding weight. Our capacity share held around 48%, but SAA is quietly taking ground. That SAA pressure shows on Durban to Joburg. The market there was up 2%. We pulled 13,500 seats out, and SAA added 21,000. Our share on that trunk route dropped 9.7 points year on year. Joburg to Durban, the same story, down 8.5 points. These are the real capacity share warnings, and they are SAA, not Airlink. On the route losers, Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is the one to watch. The total market was up 15%, we added 38% capacity, and load factor collapsed almost 9 points with yield down 21%. We oversupplied a growing market and are paying for it in price. East London Joburg and George Joburg are softer but less alarming, both in shrinking markets. Forward curve. April is 3.3 points behind the booking curve right now, sitting at 66.2 against an expected 69.5. Last April closed at 90.8, so the month can still land, but pace is behind. Durban East London is 13.6 points behind. Bloem Joburg, 13.2, and Joburg Nelspruit, 13.1. Those three need attention. May is worse, 8.5 points behind the curve, with Bloem Joburg, Durban Joburg, and Harare Joburg all running 15 to 18 points soft. Only bright spots are the leisure islands. Mauritius and Zanzibar are flying ahead. Economic indicators. Jet fuel is basically flat week on week, but the crack is at $81, elevated. Brent is down 10% in the week, but up nearly 7% in the month. The Rand is 12% weaker month on month at 1640. That FX move is the real cost pressure. It outweighs the fuel. One anomaly worth flagging. OTP is 92.4%, below the 94 target for two periods running. Not a crisis, but drifting. Two questions for exec today. First, on Cape Town Port Elizabeth, why did we add 38% capacity into a route where Airlink was already growing, and what is the plan to rebuild yield there? Second, on Durban to Joburg, SAA added 21,000 seats and took nearly 10 points of share from us. What is our response on frequency and price for May? Have a good one.